It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, gas wars. This is a continuation of the ongoing tensions between the West and Russia that we've been discussing lately. Germany has suspended its approval process for the controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. This would double Germany's reliance on Russian gas. It's been under growing geopolitical pressure to scrap the project. There are forces behind the scenes in the West that are really agitating for a showdown with Russia, and I am at a loss to figure out why, but regardless of the reasons, Germany's energy regulator says it will not continue the approval process until the Nord Stream 2 company, which is registered in Switzerland, transfers its main assets and staffing budget to its German subsidiary. They're just making them jump through hoops. Nord Stream 2 bypasses existing pipelines that run through Russia's next-door neighbors, Ukraine and Belarus. Ukraine depends on transit fees for the gas going through its country on the way to Western Europe. But Boris Johnson warned Germany Monday that it would have to choose between mainlining ever more Russian hydrocarbons in giant new pipelines and sticking up for Ukraine, championing the cause for peace and stability in Eastern Europe, end quote. Critics of the project are concerned that Vladimir Putin will use the pipeline as a geopolitical weapon in Europe. Guess what? He's doing that already with the gas flowing through Belarus and Ukraine. This would be nothing new for Vladimir Putin. In fact, if I were in Putin's shoes, I would probably do the same thing. Look, you want me to comply with this, that, or the other? Okay, let's renegotiate that gas deal that's keeping your citizens warm this winter. This is the kind of geopolitical game that nation states play with one another. And it's why there are many of us here in the heartland of America wondering why President Biden is okay with making America dependent again on OPEC for our sources of hydrocarbons after we were exporting petrocarbons for the first time in decades. Just 1 year ago. Anyway, the net effect with Germany's suspension of the approval of Nord Stream 2 is rising gas prices across Europe. Consumers in the UK will be paying 9% more for gas next month. And in the Netherlands, which is one of the largest gas markets in Europe, prices for next month going up about 8%. This as temperatures drop in Northern Europe. Topic number 4, banking on the pandemic. Now, here at Skywatch TV, we are anything but socialists or communists, but we just got to point out this growing disparity in wealth here in the United States. Since the pandemic really began to hit in March of last year, the wealth of billionaires here in the United States has grown by 70%. Billionaires in the U.S. have added $2.1 trillion to their net worth during the pandemic, while the rest of us have been dealing with lockdowns, lost jobs, depending on government handouts, and an economy that, by any reasonable measure, appears to be very fragile at the moment. But it's been great for the billionaires. Again, an increase in 70% of their wealth. The billionaires in the U.S. now account for about $5 trillion in wealth. This is according to data analyzed by Forbes, Forbes data analyzed by Americans for Tax Fairness and the Institute for Polity Studies Program on Inequality. There are also more billionaires now than there were at the beginning of the pandemic. The number of billionaires rising from 614 to 745. Again, they account for $5 trillion in personal wealth. That's two-thirds more than the $3 trillion in wealth held by the bottom 50% of American households combined. Well, meanwhile, this appears to be a raw deal, this economic situation for our seniors. Inflation is running now at about 6.2%, the highest rate in about 30 years. Medicare premiums next year will increase by 14.5%, but the Social Security cost of living adjustment, only 5.7%. Now, I know that math is supposed to be racist, and there's no wrong answers anymore to anything, but unless I'm really misreading this, it appears that the cost of living adjustment for seniors is going to be completely eaten up by the increase in Medicare premiums in 2022. Topic number 3, three jabs. The goalposts keep moving. Boris Johnson in the UK, now the latest world leader to announce that his citizens will have to get a booster to be considered fully vaccinated. He made that announcement on Monday. Quote, on boosters, it's very clear that getting 3 jabs, getting your booster, will become an important fact and will make it easier for you in all sorts of ways. And we will have to adjust our concept of what constitutes a full vaccination to take account of that. As we can see from what's happening, the two jabs sadly do start to wane. So we've got to be responsible and we've got to reflect that fact in the way we measure what constitutes full vaccination. Lucy with the football, and we are Charlie Brown. You kick the foot. No, wait, they pulled the football away. You got to come back for another run at it to be considered fully vaccinated. We're not mandating the vaccine. We're just going to make it impossible to do anything unless you get the vaccines. We note that in Austria now, the unvaccinated are barred from leaving their homes except to go to work and buy food or to get vaccinated. Sadly, media messaging has been doing its work on the masses here when it comes to the COVID vaccine. Or, well, it's not really a vaccine anymore, is it? Oh, well, they changed the official definition again, so I guess it does constitute a vaccine. Anyway, a majority of vaccinated Americans, according to a new survey, do not want their unvaccinated relatives attending holiday parties. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks out, about 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving, Christmas coming. Almost half of Americans who are vaccinated who have cut off family members over vaccination status. This is a survey conducted by One Poll, 2,000 Americans. 63% of those vaccinated against COVID-19, quote, don't feel comfortable, unquote, allowing their unvaccinated relatives to attend holiday parties, and 58% say they've completely broken contact with family members who refuse the jab over a disease that is 99.7% survivable. And when you take out the cohort that's most vulnerable, people aged 70 and over, the disease is actually more survivable than the seasonal flu. Nearly 80% of Americans over the age of 12 have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. This is according to the CDC. But almost half of unvaccinated respondents of this poll had cut off communication with their vaccinated relatives for not respecting their decision to not get jabbed. This is dividing America, and it's the way it's being spun out in the media. You have to believe that that is exactly the point, what's going on here. Topic number two, the other shoe to drop. A sudden surge of flu cases, speaking of the influenza. This is at University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus. The CDC is now on campus investigating the outbreak. The first flu case flagged October 6th. Since then, there have been 528 additional people with the influenza. The strain of flu behind the outbreak is a subtype of influenza A called H3N2. H3N2 is the strain responsible for the 1968 Hong Kong flu pandemic, which killed between 1 and 4 million people worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. Case fatality rate of the Hong Kong flu estimated at 0.2%. 0.2%. Now, to compare, the age-specific infection fatality rate for COVID-19, according to peer-reviewed research, for children under the age of 10, 0.002%. At age 25, 0.01%. COVID, for the young, less of a threat than the seasonal flu. Now, that threat increases as age increases. For people at the age of 75, the infection fatality rate estimated at 4.6%, and at age 85, it's about 15%. So we're not dismissing the threat posed by SARS-CoV-2, that virus behind COVID-19. As you know, we have lost very close friends over the past 20 months to this disease. But it is, according to the data, the science, it is not markedly different from diseases that we have learned to live with over the centuries. And yet, we have nations that are essentially locking their citizens in their homes, for instance, or conducting just really taking bizarre steps to test for it at the Shanghai Disney World. Authorities locked the park with tens of thousands of people inside and compelled everyone inside Disney World at Shanghai to get tested. Imagine if this were to happen at the University of Michigan. Say the November 27th home game against Ohio State, 107,000, 108,000 people in the stands. Oh, we're going to lock the doors and test everybody for the flu before you get out. Sadly, that appears to be the society we are transforming into thanks to the media messaging during COVID-19. Coming up, welcome Vice President Kurtenbach. We'll talk about that next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, an awkward scene Monday at the White House. The announcer, as President Biden's infrastructure bill signing ceremony, dissed Vice President Kamala Harris. This signing ceremony was to celebrate the passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, passed with bipartisan votes in the House and in the Senate. Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman was there, along with alleged Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana also attending. Anyway, what's important to note about the following video is that this event was staged after CNN published a lengthy investigative piece that was very embarrassing to the White House, pointing out the dysfunctional relationship between the president and his staff and the vice president and her staff. That ran on Saturday, so Monday morning at the White House. In order to patch things up and show the world that everything is fine between Joe and Kamala, they have this ceremony. And Kamala Harris is front and center, leading the group to the podium for the signing ceremony. And then this happened.
Heather Kurtenbach.
In a moment.
Well, the media is covering for the vice president, saying she handled it with grace and humor, but you could not write this to be any more embarrassing than it was. In fact, even the sound, if you caught it, of somebody dropping something rather heavy and metallic at the end there was a fitting exclamation point on this event. Now, I know, as a Christian, I should be more forgiving and not make fun of events like this. So I will repent for that after this program, because this was just too easy. Especially when they're about ready to spend $1.2 trillion of our money, which will only make inflation increase faster. This inflation that they're telling us is just first world problems. It's because we're wanting to buy too much stuff. Again, I'll repent later. Well, our thank you to you for your support and your faithful support. This month, during the month of November, is the book and the special video series, Dead Pets Don't Lie. This was launched several years ago. Joe Horn, Donna Howell, an investigation into what actually goes into your pet's foods. If you've got a dog, a cat, you really want to know what is going into their bowl when you feed them. And we will send it to you for your donation during the month of November of any amount. You name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, your donation of any amount, we'll send this out to you. And believe me, your pets will thank you. What's in this book will shock you. There are things going into the stuff you find at the big box stores in the pet food aisle that it will turn your stomach. Find out more. Log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. And thank you. The Skywatch TV Defender Conference countdown continues through January 15th. It's a virtual conference. We've had to learn to do this, too, during the COVID era. But the advantage here is that you set the schedule. You sit down, watch any video you like on your schedule, watch it as often as you like, and you've got through January 15th to take advantage of it. The Great Delusion, the new documentary film by Josh Peck about the UFO disclosure movement, is part of this. You do want to see that because everybody is at least curious about those unidentified lights in the sky. The accounts of alien abduction are disturbing, to say the least. What is behind all of this? And who are these people who are so fascinated with this that they're actually activating or agitating for the government to release what it knows? It is, in fact, a new science fiction religion. And you'll hear from experts on this subject, including a number who've gone home to be with the Lord. Don't miss this. The Great Delusion plus 24 cutting-edge presentations from world-class speakers and teachers. You'll find out more, and you can sign up today. Get instant access at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. We have dates for the Skywatch TV Israel tour. We have listened to your concerns about the Israeli tourism ministry's requirement for a vaccine. I'll say again, we are not eager to take this vaccine either. There are some vaccines that are being trialed right now based on more proven technologies that would be perhaps acceptable. We'll wait and see what those test results show. But the gene serum, not so much. March 19th through 30th of 2023 with the optional extension into Jordan. March 19th through 30th of 2023. Now, if you're already registered and these new dates don't work for you, just get in contact with Lipkin Tours. Skywatchinisrael.com is the website. There's contact information there at the page, and they will refund your deposit. But we pray that by 2023, sanity will have returned to open up travel again so that the question of travel is not contingent upon accepting an experimental gene serum. So find out more, get an idea of the costs and a sample itinerary at skywatchinisrael.com, and we pray that we see you in the Holy Land. This week on Skywatch TV, our discussion is with Wayne Tesh, the founder of Royal Family Kids. It's a ministry that really is at the heart of what we do at Skywatch TV. Quite honestly, we hope we convey information you find useful and a blessing to you every day. The weekly programs, especially with the new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. But at the end of the day, your support, not just through your donations, but through your purchase of books and DVDs, helps fund the work we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can find out why that is so important. The 9 to 11-year-old children in foster care that we work with through our partners at Royal Family Kids. Wayne Tesh tells the story. You'll find our broadcast schedule for that program online, skywatchtv.com/channels, or if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, just click the remote. And you can watch that right now or download our free mobile app that brings all of our programming right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got apps for all of those. Links to the app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.